On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the Cubs pontificate about parties, tips and tricks on how to host, and things to avoid. I bitch about not enough good dragon movies. Trust me, there isn't. We find out about Gary's love of peanut butter and Eric's fascination with pointy nipples. So sit down and enjoy a surprise sound from Damon. COL 199 starts now. Sunday, February 17th, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me not that kind of orc.
Okay, David? Apparently we weren't already. Did we lose him?
Ah, my mic was muted. I'm Damon.
Me not that kind of orc.
Oh, no.
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
And I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
And I guess I'm Robert.
What?
What's the
girls? It's a Robert. We have a Robert. Robert has returned. Oh, no, God, didn't you?
No.
I'm gonna cry in your lap.
And anyways, welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Turbine Length, episode number 199. And for God's sakes, how hard is it to find a recording of a gay gasp? I'm sad I found. Now we got one. Remember, the hands can be either jazz hands or all tied together. Anyways, we were. Or at least I found earlier when I was looking for a gay gasp sound clip, we found the gay gasp lesson, which I am going to embed right away on this because it is kind of awesome. that's my thing. Right now, what did I do this week? This week, I played WoW.
Oh.
Once more House of Cards. Iron Naked.
Soccer.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Next.
Let's see. I guess I'm going next. I had men's chorus rehearsal. And oh, then
there we go.
There we go. Now on time.
Still a little late, but still.
Yeah, whatever. Thursday, Valentine's Day, blah, blah, blah. I'll talk about that a little more later.
Oh, that's right. Additional thing for me, I was bitter all day Thursday. There you go.
Bitter all day Thursday. Friday, I had a meeting with my leather group, Scorpius. Got a few new members. That'll be kind of cool. Yesterday, friends Rob and Terry and I went to Shelbyville, and Gary knows this person, and hung out with William and his partner. He had I'm assuming, an impromptu get together at his place, and we had burgers and brats and ribs and then played Cards Against Humanity with straight people. Now that much fun.
So what's the difference between playing Cards Against Humanity with gay people versus Cards Against Humanity versus with straight people?
There's a few. It does not much difference. It's actually a lot more fun because there are the gay things that they may not get that you're sitting there laughing at, but at the same time they do get them, and then you wonder just how straight are they.
Wait, okay. So there was this guy that I used to work with, which was kind of cute. And there was various things. I was getting confused. My gaydar just wasn't working right. Not that it's ever really worked right. And I turned to him one day and said, "Okay,
Is it curtains or window dressing or something like that? He says, window treatments, that's it. And he says, window treatments. And I look at him, and I just have this weird, like, I'm like, huh? And because I knew he had a wife, and then he says, I'm very metro. Anyways, I'm sorry.
I was in the gaming group when we first moved up here to, where am I living? Pennsylvania. And we met him randomly, and there was this one guy in the group we couldn't peg down. So finally, Chester just flat out asked him, are you gay or straight? His answer was, I'm straight, I'm just not very good at it. We lived in a car for the next 3 years.
Wow. Wow. Oh, goodness gracious. I don't really know what to say to that. But yes, it was a good time. A lot of fun. And drove home late last night or this morning, and it was snowing, and it just amazes me how even just the littlest bit of snow sometimes can cause people to just go absolutely batshit crazy on the roads.
Huh. It's like rain in California.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my week. Yay.
Yay.
Next.
I'll go next. My week was pretty short. Well, did a lot of work. Went out Wednesday night for the, holiday is what we're calling it. We got our income tax refunds.
Yay. So,
we went out, had Mexican food, and then went out for dessert crepes, which were incredible. And then I got news that the new Lego kit came out for preview for Lego Club members for the modular sets I build. This is the Palace Cinema. So we took the trip yesterday and drove out to Philadelphia to go pick that up from the Lego store. And I'm now putting it together and feeling like an old man because it's supposed to take about 5 hours to put together, and I've put in about 12 so far.
Wow.
Oh. But it's nearly done, and it looks great.
Yay.
Yay.
Gary?
So, yeah. It was an interesting week, let's put it that way. On Sunday, had the network issues, which you guys kind of knew about. That carried over to Monday. I couldn't do any work or get anything accomplished. Luckily, my tech people, who were about an hour and a half away from me, were able to give me a reinstall of a software piece, and then voila, everything kind of worked from there. Or at least again until today, which that's a whole other story. So, watched Bear City 2 on Sunday after we were done with the podcast, kind of chilled out for the week. Well, Tuesday had a run committee meeting, which was, of course, was always entertaining and interesting. What else happened? Oh, on Tuesday, got a haircut, took mom to get her haircut, you know, just same shit, kind of different day. Wednesday night had a dinner with my guy, which was very nice. And he surprised me a day before with flowers, which was very nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. Jeff has no interest in any of this part. So moving right along. Friday night, we had Bear Bar Night here, but I got invited by some guys that I know that were going out to dinner. And so I went to Red Lobster for like the first time in 14 years almost.
Son of a bitch. 14 years?
Well, because I... because the last time I went was in 99 when good friends of mine got married, and that's where the wedding party went after the reception for dinner, which was kind of strange. And I just don't care for seafood, so I just don't really go. Ah. So I had to laugh because I posted it, and my friend Val, who was the bride, said, I don't even remember why we went there. I don't like seafood either. So like almost 14 years later, we find out we kind of went somewhere that the bride didn't care for, but... So anyways, no. So dinner was great. We embarrassed the hell out of the waitress, but we had a good time. And then it was bar night. And then after bar night, went out for, of course, the obligatory post-drinking breakfast. I met a very nice young lady who was very drunk. And it was very interesting to watch our Goldilocks, quote unquote, from our local area, get all motherly and keep telling her to shut up, quit talking, and put food in her face hole. Because she's trying to get the poor girl to sober up. So it was crazy. I didn't close my eyes until after the sun went up. So
nice.
Needless to say, I spent yesterday pretty much just sleeping.
Oh.
So now I'm getting caught up.
I love those nights. You know, you go to bed, you're so freaking tired, and then you just lay there and you just collapse. It's the whole body just shuts down in one. But you know you've done stuff. You know you've had a great time, and you just the day's over. Your body's like, I'm done. Have fun trying to stay awake.
Yeah, well, and the bad part is now I realized I'm almost twice my age when this was the regular occurrence.
Oh, God. And,
so I'm not springing back like I used to.
You know, oh, God. All of a sudden, I've got a quote from Auntie Mame running through my head. Ugh, that moon is so bright. Trust me, it makes sense if you know me and my friend Eric. Anyway, okay, talk about my week. My week, I haven't been at work. Shock. I know. For a second there, I thought Jeff was going to do the gay gasp. I wasn't sure.
Oh, sorry.
No, of course not.
Don't get me wrong. See, it's right there. Right back to you.
Anyway, but no, just pretty much been hanging out at home. Mom went in for her first eye surgery on Wednesday.
Ah.
She had some laser work done at the back of her retina to help remove some of the swelling. She's been having a problem with swelling, her eye swelling. So, and then they're going to do the other eye in a week or two. And then they're talking about maybe doing LASIK on her. But yeah, that's a topic of conversation for a whole episode.
Nice.
Parents and their failing health. But anyway, no, my week was fairly quiet. Started talking to a new guy who's actually local, which for me is a change. It's that law of the universe. The more attractive and the more in sync you guys are, the farther away they are.
Right. We've all been there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's one particular gentleman who I am talking to who I do care for, but he's in Oregon. And then there's another guy who I was talking to, has now since become my friend, and he lives in Massachusetts. I've talked to, you know, and I fully realize that the man of my dreams lives somewhere in England. So I'm okay with that by this point. Thursday was Thursday. There was no nothing. I asked my gentleman friend who lives in Portland if he would be my Valentine. He said yes.
Yay!
I know. But yeah, that's sort of a different situation. I think Damon and Jeff know a little bit about that. Yeah, because it's a mutual friend of all of ours. So yeah, that's, or somebody we all know. And
okay.
Yeah, you know who. Yeah, you know who it is, Damon.
Okay.
It's from. It's from Bruiser. He's a guy from Bruiser. Okay. Anyway. So. But yeah. If you can't hear it, there's this stupid cold still rattling around in my head. And then I got on the scale today and found out that I had lost another 2 pounds. So I'm now officially 87 pounds down.
Wow.
Oh, dear Lord. Wow.
Yes.
87.
Awesome. 84, good job.
87. Oh, God. I was trying to do math this morning in my head and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Hey, how long... How long have you been working on this? When did you start?
I officially started in November.
In November. So November, December, January.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in four months. I'm losing about 10 pounds in 10 months. Hey, or 10 pounds a month.
That's not bad. That's
pretty good. Unofficially, the 30, 40 pounds before that took about 2 years. So, and then there was the MRSA outbreak and then the diagnosis, and then it was like, okay. And, you know, when I left you guys, honestly, it was like, okay, I needed to really focus on my health. And, you know, my blood sugars had been spiking. January was a god awful month for my blood sugar.
Ugh.
And then the last few weeks, I've been maintaining a nice healthy between 95 and 120. And which I'm very proud of. Of course, it means eating the same thing pretty much every single day. Good thing I love oatmeal.
Oh, well, that's
yeah. So, but yeah, it's been now officially 4 months and almost 40 pounds. Nice. So I hope. Yes, come in. Anyway, I hope by my birthday to be down, because I have about 70 pounds more to go before I'm at my official goal weight, and then we'll see.
Yay.
So my official goal weight is 220 or 230. So we'll go from there.
So you got to weigh as much as me. It seems really skinny for me.
Actually, compared to all the stuff I've read, I shouldn't weigh more than 220 pounds at the outside.
Yeah. So you're trying to meet that not in the obese category according to the BMI charts?
Yeah, but I think 220 is a little too skinny. I'm going to get to 230 and see.
Okay.
You know,
you're going to try 230 in size.
Yeah, I'm going to try 230 on for a size, and then if I need to, I'll consider going lower. If I look fine to myself and I feel healthy at 230, I'll stay at 230.
Nice.
You know, it's not one of those things like I'm looking at 230 like, okay, I have to be 230. It's like, no. I feel good now. I mean, comparatively to where I was, you know, a year ago, everybody said this, and this is so freaking to me. You seem much happier, Robert. I'm like, huh? What? Me? Happy?
Sucker.
I know.
There we go.
There it is.
Sorry. I'm not picking up on the clues on this one.
Yeah. Surprised me? Happy? Well, you're not. You know, come on, Jeff. I'm putting it down. Anyway. But no. Yeah. So I'm 230 is my ultimate end goal. But the thing, and I'd like to be smaller, but it all depends on how I feel. I'll talk to my doctor. We'll go over this. We'll decide what's going on. And then we'll go from there. So that is essentially my week.
Yay.
Yay.
Quick little news, since we don't have any feedback this week. Bruiser's back.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
So it's like, Bruiser's back. There we go. So
for
we don't know all the details, or at least I don't know much of the details. All I know is apparently they were able to get it back up. Might be moving it from their old dedicated to a shared system, but we still don't know how long it will be. It could be 2 days, 20 days, 200 days.
Yeah.
If you've really, really enjoyed your time in Bruiser and want to get back on there, pop over to bruiser.com. Pop on there. I mean, we're still sticking on the Bear Underground, mainly because it's got a group section, and you've got a place for our fans to chat, not just with us, but with each other about the show and what you'd like to hear on the show. So, Bruiser's a great place for one thing. Bear Underground works a little bit differently. It's a different website.
Yeah.
So.
Different feel.
Different feel has the different advantages.
It's ribbed for your pleasure.
Yeah. Exactly. Moving on. Over on Facebook, we got the 2 likes. Got it from Andrew Dunn and some strange guy by the name of Eric Patton?
Yes, I got it off for my once a month.
There we go.
I couldn't help it. My brother was being an idiot, so I got stuck in there. Mm. He kept asking the question, why don't we have 13 28-day months? instead. That covers all 344 days of the year. So I have to explain to him, we don't have 344 days of the year.
Wow.
Anyways.
He's only 32. He'll grow out of it.
I'm 32. I'm already grown out of it years ago. Anyways, Bear Underground, over in Bear Underground, we had another member join our group of BearBud. Go over to BearUnderground.net. Sign up for an account if you don't have one yet, and pop over to the groups and join us. Join us. And just because we post stuff that's happening with us, don't forget, you can post whatever you want to. So, any discussion you would like. Nothing on Google Plus, unfortunately. Now, since Ben's not here, so there's no Ben's Bitch of the Week.
The bitch sucks. We had it anyway.
Yeah. I think that's probably the culmination of everything. I had to drop algebra. Come on. Do you know how often I skipped my algebra class in college? Like, we would go on our break. It was actually a summer course. It was like 3 hours, 2 days a week or something like that. And I would, like, go on a break, and I just wouldn't come back.
Shit.
And, you know, I skipped that class so often. I came in for the test. I did the test. Got a perfect A in that class.
Wow.
So I'm like, how is it that you have to get to the point where you're going to drop algebra? Anyways, that's... Ow. Okay, so Jeff's Bitch of the Week! And for God's sakes, I was 19 at the time! Oy. You're older than me, Ben! What is wrong with you?
And...
Anyways, he was mentioning something about like how they're submitting stuff or something. So maybe in some sense, technology is getting into the way, and the old pen and paper can sometimes just be a better thing. Cause I don't know about you, I love using a calculator so I can run through it. Sometimes I want to write it down.
Yeah.
Okay. And it gives me more visual perspective. And you know, you can't submit your work. And for all intents and purposes, in many math classes, you're supposed to just show your work. I hate that. It was one of the reasons why I didn't get A's in the high school version of these classes. But showing your work, having to use a computer screen or something, impossible. I mean, I'm sure they've got we've got this thing which allows you to put the plus sign and do this to create the equations. And I'm like, no, that's too much work. Let me write it down. I'm sorry, no. I mean, if you want me to write it down and then scan it and then email it to you, sure, I'll do that, fine. But I need to write it down. I need a pen and paper. Okay, so anyways, at least we got a bitch in the week somehow in there.
Yeah.
Moving on. Damon the boy. We're getting a lot of work out with that new clip.
That was interesting. So, Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'm going to go away for a while. I'll be back in a bit.
Yeah, go away. Bitter party of one. So for Valentine's Day, Daddy surprised me with a we don't really do like big gifts for Valentine's Day, but he gave me chocolate, which is always great, and a wonderful card, and we went to the Montgomery Inn Boathouse. Now I don't know if any of you know what that is, but if you've ever seen the barbecue sauce, this I guess is the restaurant and all of that stuff. So fucking good. So bad for you in so many ways. I was somewhat good and had steamed broccoli with my pork chops and onion straws. And he had duck and ribs, which seems kind of an odd combination. Hmm. But whatever.
So is it duck with the side of ribs or ribs with the side of duck?
Ribs with the side of duck. It was a platter. It was. It looked really good. I'm sure. And he, you know, ate it very quickly, and it was very tasty. But on Friday, part of the, you know, after the leather group meeting, we kind of had a talk. So we are thinking of buying the house that I'm currently living in. Woo-hoo. So I've got to make the list of pros and cons about the place, and we will see what happens. But it'll be interesting to see where this new thing will take us, because we've been together. We've been together almost 10 years, and we've never lived together. So,
It's definitely time, honey.
Only took me 3 years to move down here.
Yeah, you know.
I'd live with Chester for 6 months before we started dating.
Oh, yeah, you guys were lesbians together.
You were the opposite.
You were the yell word, lesbians.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, it'll be interesting, and we had great post Valentine's Day sex. Yeah.
Woo! Awesome. With each other or other people?
With each other.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Well, it depends on the relationship. Sometimes you have to ask.
Yeah, it was with each other, yes.
So, yeah. That's right. And what better way for Valentine's Day?
Womp womp. Okay, Debbie Downer. Alrighty, but yeah, so there's my Damon the Boy segment. And there will be actual, probably more boy stuff later.
More boy stuff coming up. Hey, just move a moment. Okay, so it's probably another bitch here, but why is there, like, barely any good dragon movies? Though, I mean, as far as I know, because the other day I just had this craving for watching a movie which had dragons. I wanted dragony action or something like that. Like, you know, multiple dragons would have been great and just, you know, something. And, I mean, we got Reign of Fire, but when I wanted it now, you know, I had this thirst, I had this hunger, or I was horny for dragons, you might say. God. Nowhere. I had no access. Because this was actually right after, this was while I was doing laundry. So I just finished laundry. I got home. I'm like, I want to watch a movie with dragons. And I'm like, Reign of Fire. That's perfect. I spent an hour looking for some way to get Reign of Fire. Because I've never seen it before. And I hear it's absolutely fantastic. It's dealing with dragons, which was exactly what I was looking for. Yet nowhere. Netflix doesn't have it for streaming. I think they might have it on DVD, but I wanted it now. Amazon didn't have it. iTunes didn't have it. I mean, I did a search to see if I could find anything, but nowhere was Reign of Fire. Aragorn, which might have been a close second. I didn't find streaming either. And I think I saw a Dragonheart thing, but the Dragonheart storyline wasn't really what I was looking for. I was looking for action.
Oh, yeah, and Dragonheart. No.
Yeah. So, and the thing is like the first Dragonheart wasn't available for streaming either, but the Dragonheart A New Beginning was. So I'm like, oh, no, this doesn't look like what I want. And so I decided to kind of go searching to see what I could find. So over on Netflix, I was like, okay, let me see what's here. And let me see, what was the name of it? It was like Merlin. It was, I'm trying to find it here. It was I totally forgot the name of, because I didn't actually have this all planned. I was like,
off the cuff fly here, guys.
Merlin and the War of the Dragons. Ooh. It was one of the world's worst movies ever. Yet for some reason,
it sounds like a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Yeah, and it was like Merlin as a boy, you know, just growing up, and they had this whole thing where like Merlin was actually the son of some sort of demon or something. People said, "Kill him because he's gonna cause wreck to your kingdom" or something like that. Young Merlin, apprentice to a mighty sorcerer known as the Mage, finds his wizardry tested when a legion of fire-spewing dragons invades England. And his, the Mage's other apprentice is the one who ends up controlling the dragons. And he's the bad guy, so... But, so, I need to say this. Is we need more good dragon movies. I mean, as far as I could tell, the only thing that I could find... I mean, I searched dragon on Netflix, and I come up with a whole bunch of crap. And... the two, and I can only think off the top of my head, two movies which I, one I haven't seen yet, but I've really heard really good things about, Reign of Fire, and then Aragorn, which I liked. It's not the greatest movie in all the world, don't get me wrong, but I like that one. Those are the only two movies that really have anything to do with dragons. I mean, and then we have How You Train Your Dragon, but that wasn't the mood I was in. You know, How You Train Your Dragon is a different type of thing. It's an awesome movie. It's fantastic. Just... compare that to Reign of Fire. Very different movies. So,
nice.
We need some more Reign of Fire-ish type things. And I would love to see something that's kind of really epically speaking with a good dragons versus evil dragons and dragons.
I'm going to share this with Jeff. And I'm going to share this with the world. Because as Jeff was talking, I remember seeing a movie about a dragon when I was a kid.
Oh.
And I haven't seen the movie since. And we saw it in the theater. It was for $1 a movie. And it was one of those school things where they sent you like a bunch of coupons to go to the theater. And the movie had already been out for like 2 years. But anyway, Draconian is for your dragon movie pleasure. And the movie is called Dragon Slayer.
Which is an instant cue. I'm looking at it right now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's with the guy who was on Ally McBeal, who played the twitchy one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, I know. That's Ally McBeal. That was, yeah. I think his character
was... 1981 movie, right?
Peter, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was early 80s. But, yeah, I mean, please... Pete's Dragon Quest.
It's on Amazon Prime Instant Video, too.
Yeah, it's actually one of the best... I remember as being a kid and having it be very cool. But, yeah, I was 6 when it came out. Jeff, you may or may not have been born. I'm not sure.
I was 1 year old.
Okay. So, but hey, now look at this. Draconian.com, ladies and gentlemen, for your dragon needs.
Okay, so it actually is a kind of gives you a link, also gives you access to like links to different types of things and stuff. Dragon movies, Reign of Fire, Dungeons and Dragons. Really?
Have you seen Dungeons and Dragons? Those, let me tell you.
They mentioned Dragonheart 2, A New Beginning in Dragonheart. Dragon Slayer, oh. Dragon World. I mean, A Quest for Camelot, Pete's Dragon. I love Pete's Dragon.
I love that number 10 on the list is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Ah, oh, Mulan.
Never
ending story. That's not the type of dragon I'm talking about.
Record of the Lotus War.
Well, this will definitely give me something that I can look into for if I'm ever having another dragon movie. But I don't think there's enough like Reign of Fire-ish dragon movies.
No.
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, you did.
But try that dragon movie because it's from what I remember, it was actually pretty good. I've seen bits and pieces of it since. And I actually got sucked into it one night because it was really late and I couldn't sleep. And it was on. And, I mean, at the time, it was, I think, a PG movie. And you're like going, oh, God, this is so G, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, it's about a young man who's in training to become a wizard, and he has to slay a dragon, and his mentor gets killed, and does he slay the dragon?
The mentor was. I think I actually have seen this one.
Yeah.
Where have I seen this? I feel like I've seen this in a class.
You probably, oh, wow.
I think there was actually a class I was in.
Last day of school movie.
Yeah.
No, no. I mean, like, it was actually part of my, it was part of my film school curriculum somehow.
Oh,
I don't remember exactly.
It's actually a halfway decent movie.
At least that's why I feel like it.
I think it was one of the first movies that Disney did with Touchstone, if I remember correctly. It's been so long since I've seen the thing. I could be totally wrong. I could be talking out my ass, and trust me, my ass loves to talk. but no, so yeah. Anyway, I'm hopefully satiating Jeff's dragon need.
Okay.
You could always try watching Game of Thrones.
I still need to get... you know what? Hold on a second. I'm going to do something in Amazon.com. This will help one thing, I'm sure. Reign of Fire in movies and TV. There is the Blu-ray. And you know what? I'm just going to do the... done in for one click. And I'm going to click buy now with one click. Okay, so that will help.
Okay.
There we go. Just saying. Okay, moving on. You know what? I forgot to do something earlier today. I was cut a clip of something. Maybe I can do something that's going to be similar.
I sure needs it.
Party! Okay. Enough of that. Okay. So, party. Gay bashing.
Gay bashing.
When we say gay bashing here, we're talking about bashing party! It's a bash. Yeah, sorry. I got
someone
a little too excited.
Someone has already hit the party a little too early, it sounds.
How did you know I had a Barks root beer and rum in my hand?
Anyway,
it's a party.
Because it's Sunday. And
it's Sunday. I wasn't sold that an adult beverage until I had the Barks root beer.
It was what I had available for soda for a mix, okay? It's not that bad. Why not put rum in... I mean, it's just basic rum. It's not like there's anything special, so it's kind of like a base alcohol.
I don't know. I always picture root beer is what you give the kids when they can't have caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
This is Barks.
Our Mormon cousins know a lot about that. They're big on root beer. Big.
But this is Barks. This has caffeine.
Okay.
I thought it did, didn't it? Somebody said it had caffeine. Anyways, moving on. We're talking about partying.
Party.
Now, I'm probably one of the worst partiers. So tell me, what kind of parties do you hold with your friends? Do you prefer gay, straight, or mixed crowds? What works well throwing a party and what doesn't? Sort of topical with the Oscars and Super Bowl party. Sorry, I'm reading what's people are listening to.
You sounded a little formulaic.
I'm trying to get the topic going. I'm just introing it.
Ah,
talk to me, folks. What type of parties do you do?
Well, I'll
bitter party of one.
Yeah.
Party of one.
I know, but that's only a one party, and you know what? Do I end up with rum and Barks root beer?
Well, one of the things it was kind of apropos that we had this at the topic, and last night we went to a party, and actually William specifically was asking questions about the party, because he after everything was said and done, you know, he was like, you know, did we have enough food, did we do did we have fun? Blah, blah, blah. He was asking those general questions that I guess the host would ask after the party. Do we have enough food is a good question. For William, the answer is yes and no. the main dish was obviously like grilled hamburgers and brats and whatnot and ribs. And we did run out. you know, if more people had shown up, there would not have been any extra. So for the main course, more is better. You know, if you're going to cook something that, like, you know, pork or whatnot that may not last for long, you know, right, you can either do one or two things. You can either cook to order, which does take time, but, you know, or you can have a lot ready, and then if it doesn't get done, you can freeze it, you know, if you have like burgers specifically, something like that. Or tell people exactly what to bring, because here's what happened. Right. And I love William, but yeah, this is what happened. We had burgers and hot and brats. We had a appetizer of some sausage cheese dip, a ramen noodle slaw or something like that. I can't remember what it's called. An Asian slaw, a veggie tray. And then we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 desserts.
Wow.
Yeah. Including 2 cakes that my friends brought, a huge 7-pound chocolate cake, which was amazing.
It's as you gave some of those after slice.
Yeah. It's the cake
it
that
7
you,
tons of chocolate or?
It was a 7-pound cake. It was 4 layers of chocolate cake and like a chocolate ganache covered in chocolate icing. It was not Death by Chocolate. It was I'm gonna fucking kill you by chocolate.
Weapons of mass destruction by chocolate.
Yes.
Wholesale genocide by chocolate.
Yeah, but it was very good. But but you know, we had 5 desserts, and it's just like the best thing to do for a party is if you're gonna invite people, make it kind of potlucky. Have people bring stuff in, but kind of get either give people an idea of what they're bring to what to bring, or make sure that you have enough to cover all the bases, because you're going to want to have something snacky for people to nosh on. You're going to want to have something main coursey if it's going to be like a dinner party,
right?
And you're going to want something sweet for people to eat afterwards.
Well, I've always found there's a good rule of thumb. If you're sitting down, if it's a sit down dinner party, for every 5 people you have, you always include enough for at least 2 to 3 extra portions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in case you have an extra person show up, you're not kind of scrambling around going, oh my God, all I've got is tofu in the house.
Yeah.
And trust me, nobody likes tofu as a main appetizer or as a main dish.
And we're
bears. Unless you're eating that. But the thing is that a friend of mine, when she throws a party, it's kind of a combination of she does the main dish, the main protein, and then everybody else brings sides, and they're always told to make as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you sometimes have enough potato salad to feed 20 people, and there's only 6 of you.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a little bit of potato salad to take home. Now, the thing is that's a general good rule of thumb, is that if you're having a dinner party and sort of want it to be kind of casual for you, you know, focus on doing the main protein and then give everybody else something that they can bring, that they can either make or bring themselves. So everybody feels invested in the party. Oh, God, trust me, through so many parties in my 20s. And it was simply because of the fact that of what I was doing and the groups I was part of and all this. I was oh God, one of those kids. You know those kids who, you know, they were part of every club. I wasn't part of every club, but I practically threw every party. So... Yeah, I was president of the Gay and Lesbian Student Union. You know, there was a lot of things to do. But, you know, like simply having people tell them to bring something, give them an idea of what you want,
Yeah.
If they can make it, that's great. If they can buy it, it's sometimes easier for them to buy it. The thing is that I learned a long time ago, because potlucks, I only eat what comes out of my kitchen.
So
I'm kind of a control freak now. Unless I know your house, your home, your living situation, I don't eat your food.
Wow.
Because too many times of having food poisoning. I'm done. Nice. I'm over it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we have.
But yeah, parties. I haven't been to a good party in probably a decade or better. And the last party I went to was not that kind of party where you brought food. Well, I mean, you
can. Well, sometimes. And I think sometimes there have been parties where they've had Cheetos.
Oh, God.
And Doritos and stuff that makes fingers and other things orange.
Oh, and they were, I don't want to know if there's somebody sticking their dick in Cheetos. I really don't.
Here's the thing is, though. And this actually is more of an important thing. If you know that something may happen during your party, do not. Do not have Cheetos or Doritos or anything with some sort of cheese powder. It's just gross and disgusting. Yeah.
Also, things that
don't have anything to do.
Also, no Bloody Marys, no Tabasco sauce, no hot sauce, or anything else on your fingers.
Ah. Yeah.
No cutting jalapenos and then masturbating.
Oh. Ow.
You need to be particular on how you choose what food is coming to your party.
Oh, God, no kidding.
Now, here's the thing is there's also food parties because you get like my parents have something they just call gourmet where like once a month they go to either their friends come to their house or they go to some friend's house. And basically each month they have a menu that whoever the host comes up with, and there's some sort of theme to it. So a nice little dinner party might be something that's fun, and having some sort of theme when you're talking about what food you're getting. Here's one way to control it, being like, we're going to have a theme, we're going to rotate between these four families, and here's the food you're going to make for us, here's the food you're going to make for us, here's the food you're going to make for us, here's the recipes. And we're all going to try this. And it can be something that's completely new to everybody. So that's one interesting little party. But that's more of a dinner party thing, not really like the party sort of thing. But.
Huh. I guess then the next question becomes guest. Like, what kind of party are you having? I've been a fan. Friends of mine used to have a game night, or bear game night, literally, and where they would have, you know, a lot of bears come over to their place, and we played video games and board games. It was a lot of fun, and it was a potluck too. So you had random food, you had people hanging out, and it was always a good time. The situation became where it got too big.
Right.
In the sense where there were too many people and not enough space. And, you know, that could happen. So I know they had times where they would not necessarily stop inviting people, but they would have people make sure that they RSVP. You know, that way if they're going to have, you know, 20, 30 people in their, you know, one bedroom home, which is not really true, but they would know, okay, we need to either do this in shifts, or we need to make sure that, you know, we have space for people to kind of, you know, stand and not be, you know, too much in the way, stuff like that. And I mean, it helped, but yeah, their parties, it got really busy.
Right.
But it was a bare, you know, night, and it was a, you know, pretty much everyone there was gay. So I think there were a couple of situations, times where we had, you know, a friend of one of the, you know, regular guests come in, and it was a woman, or one of their straight friends that was, you know, in town, kind of thing. But other than that, right, mostly it was gay. So.
But yeah, I throw a lot of dinner parties, and we tend to throw them at our house, and we tend to be very particular. We tried doing potlucks, but we found, I don't know if it's a straight thing or if it's a local Pennsylvania thing, but people around here don't understand the concept of a potluck. We had an Asian potluck theme when we bought our house a few years ago, and we invited a lot of Chester's friends, work friends, things like that, and told everybody, bring something that was Asian food. Well, we had a couple of people who brought things that they thought were Asian food, like Doritos.
Oh, God.
Then we had other people who just kept pulling up their wallet saying, okay, when are we ordering food? Okay, you see these 10 dishes that are here that are supposed to feed, you know, 10 people total? Now we've got 40 people we're trying to feed off of those 10 dishes, and everybody else is trying to order Chinese food. So I find that it's better now to invite a smaller group of people, plan ahead, and make that work. One of the interesting things up here, though, Pennsylvania is theme party country. People around here love throwing theme parties. And I want to get your thoughts on that, because I know we had a friend a few years ago who, he and his partner at the time, were famous for throwing, I think for 15 years, themed parties. And they would do, like, the redneck ball in their backyard in July and go and collect these old bathtubs and fill them with jug whiskey and completely tear apart their backyard and throw up scarecrows everywhere.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but that's about the most intimidating sort of situation I could find myself in.
I'm probably
way too lazy to do anything like that.
You're lazy about a lot of things.
Thanks. I love you too, David.
Bazinga.
I don't know how you've opened your mouth, but can you go ahead and unzip me too? No. I can't.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, there's a Gary here.
Hey, there is.
Damon,
you were saying?
Yeah. I think sometimes I'm a low key person. So to me, low key parties tend to be, you know, the ones I like better. You know, people just getting together, hanging out, you know, we're going to watch a movie, or we're, you know, going to play games, or let's just hang out and talk and kind of thing. It can be intimidating because you may not know people. But at the same time, that's sometimes the best, because you're in a no pressure kind of zone.
Right.
I know I dinged Jeffrey for about, you know, being lazy for stuff like that. I've loved to host a party, but at the same time, I am terrified because I am the planner by nature, and sitting and doing, I would have to make sure that, you know, everyone had food, and I would be walking around like crazy and make sure everything's okay. And what the fuck, if something happened, I'd probably, you know, just yell
the ultimate hostess.
Yes, I have that feeling that I would be, and even at other people's parties, I clean up.
Exactly.
I'm like, let me just, you know, get this stuff out of the way, because, you know, people want to put their drinks down and there's too many cups or drinks or bottles, so let's move these out of the way. And oh, there's a garbage can that needs to be taken out. You know, that's you know, I'm just weirdly like that, and which is weird because my house is a fucking mess. But mm-hmm. like, if someone at someone else's place, I am like super neat and you know, I have napkins and I put stuff on napkins and cup holders, coasters and crap like that. I do that stuff like crazy. Here, yeah. I don't fuck. Look at all the fucks. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because you're from the South, and in the South we have a thing that's called "Your Mama Done Raised You Right." I get the same thing. My house is a mess, but I do the same thing when I'm at other people's houses for parties, and it's just what you're expected to do.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, same thing. The first adult party I went to in college, where there was like people and there was no like clown or, you know, some type of theme. My friend Dennis threw this party and I was there, and I swear to God, like halfway through the night, I find myself in the kitchen doing dishes and cleaning up and prepping food. And, you know, Dennis walks in, he goes, "I should marry you. You'd make a perfect wife."
Wow.
And I looked at him and I went, I don't even remember what I said to him. And I was just like, "Get the fuck out of the kitchen. This is a one bedroom apartment. This kitchen is the size of my bathroom at home. Get the fuck out."
I need more space. Move.
Yeah. So eventually the party winds up in the kitchen. Because I'm in there, I'm not leaving it, and everybody's like, "Well, this is where the food is, so why are we leaving?" Oh God, that was the weirdest party ever. But anyway, that was a party that, this is how not to throw a party. You invite a huge group of gay people, lesbians and gay, some bis, and everybody's having a really good time. Next thing you know, the party planner Dennis throws on some music. He's playing Pet Shop Boys. It's the 90s, you know. He's a huge Pet Shop Boys fan. Anyway, but then next thing I know, I turn around and the TV's on, and it took me a second to realize what was going on, and it was two rather attractive men having sex.
Oh.
And I was like, "Okay, who decided to put on gay porn?" And then I look around and I'm like, "Okay, where did all the girls go?" Oh yeah, Dennis separated the girls out and shoved them in the bedroom so they could go watch lesbian porn, which turned out not to be lesbian porn, which actually turned out to be lesbian tranny porn. Because there was a male to female transsexual in it, and Dennis didn't bother to look because Dennis was gay and could have cared less. It's like, "Wow. Oh, there's vaginas in this one." And it's like, "Yes, and a penis." That penis doesn't belong in lesbian porn. Anyway, so needless to say, the party broke up quite soon after the penis made an appearance. And, you know, there a bunch of us were all just like hanging out. There's like maybe 10 people in the place. There was like originally like close to 40 people.
Wow.
In a tiny one bedroom apartment. Yeah, there wasn't enough room to turn around and change your mind. Anyway, and the next thing you know, I'm standing outside talking to this guy who is a friend of Dennis's, and we're hitting it off and having a really good time. And, you know, we're standing out there and I'm hearing, and next thing I know, I turn around and Dennis is literally pounding on his bedroom door because two of our guy friends have decided to lock themselves in his bedroom and use the facilities.
Ha!
And we're like, so, you know, me and the friend I came with, we left soon after that. And we're just like going, "Lovely party. Thanks for inviting us."
I will say this much. One thing that I people need to realize, okay? Gay men are gay men, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
So, you know, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be at least one person who is attracted to the other. 9 times out of 10. If you do not.
And if it's a bear party, we've all fucked.
Yeah.
Whether we're attracted or not, we've all fucked.
if you want your party to be just a party, you need to do one of two things. You need to either tell people ahead of time.
This is a no sex party.
This is a no sex party.
And have nobody like, show up.
Or
this is a no sex party, crickets.
Or you need to have it end at a certain, like, have a timeline, a time frame to where, okay, we're going to have, you know, a party until 9 o'clock. And then,
after nine,
clothing
optional.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, just kind of, I mean, honestly, because I cannot tell you how many times I've gone to, like, my friend's game night, and it's awkward because there is so much sexual tension. You can see, like, boners, like popping up. It's just, it's that bad.
Lord. I want to go to one of those parties. I really do.
it's just like people are like, we don't know. Should we do this? I don't know. Da da da. And it's just like, just
there has to be a clear set of rules.
Yeah, you know. Like don't after, don't.
No sex before no sex before dessert. Thank you.
Yeah.
when are we serving dessert? After dinner. make it clear, but that's the key to any really good party is that there's certain things that are accepted and not accepted. And if you have people that act out and do things that are unaccepted, you simply say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. That goes for any party, period. You have somebody acting like an asshole and they're drunk, see if there's a friend who can take them home. The last party I went to was a mixed crowd party. And it was one of those things that I think it was St. Patrick's Day. And the people who threw the party, they're Irish. They love St. Patrick's Day. They're Irish American. And they love St. Patrick's Day. So there's a lot of people just hanging out, having fun. A few coworkers of mine, although strangely enough, the couple that threw the party were not coworkers. Anyway, and I'm there with a friend who's now an ex-friend, and he's slowly getting drunker. And, next thing I know, he's one of these people that when he gets drunk, he has no filter whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
Take Ben, drunk and belligerent, and then ramp it up a couple more steps.
Shit.
And make him about 5'2" and about 120 pounds.
What?
Oh, yeah. There was nothing to this little fuck. Give him the mouth that Ben has, make him drunk, make him short, and give him a Napoleon complex.
Oh.
And make him think that he knows what's best for you. That's what I spent my night dealing with, was this little drunk asshole who had brought me to the party because these were his friends throwing this party and telling me how I needed to fix my life. The guy who spent the last 6 months cheating on his husband of 10 years because he was too stupid to say, you know what, you're no good for me anymore. I hate living with you, your mother, your no do nothing brother. I am too young to be dealing with your 50-year-old ass anymore. I don't love you. And I'm too scared to go out on my own. Anyway. I'm sorry. Was that bitter?
No.
Not at all.
Anyway,
so
but the thing is,
better table for two?
Well, yeah. Maybe a little. but no, the thing is that the people there had no idea how to deal with him. And I was just like, and his best friend who threw the party, I just looked at her and he kept talking to me and being belligerent. And I was just like, luckily, one of my friends who was an ex-coworker of mine who was friends with him and lived in the area, I just looked at him and go, can you take me home? I'm not staying here. And, the woman who threw the party, she apologized. And I go, look, just make sure he gets home safe. I go, tell him I'm done. I no longer want to talk to him. I no longer want to be his friend. I'm done. Well, he apologized and you know, later we became friends again. And then about 2 weeks after we became friends again, I kicked his ass to the curb the final time.
Wow.
But that's because he was just being an asshole, not being drunk asshole. I have very clear guidelines when it comes to behavior around me. You're not allowed to tell me how to run my life if your life is in shambles. That's just one of my little rules. If you're cheating on your husband of 10 years because you no longer love him but are too chicken shit to break up with him, you don't get to tell me how to run my love life. But anyway, so yeah, the last party I went to was a bit of a disaster. So,
hey, party,
yeah,
party, party,
very.
Dude, you got any funny stories?
Having been the events coordinator for a bear group,
oh, wow.
I think some general concepts are. I agree, have an idea of what it is that you want to do, invite certain people, be aware of the dynamics of what you're inviting, the space that you're creating. I have let me put this this note out there, or this explanation. The thing I'm about to talk about had nothing to do with the Bear Club that I have been affiliated with. That being said, I have been to parties where it is well known by the majority of the individuals that attend that you need to wait until the straight people leave before the fun begins. And that's not meant to be derogatory. It was well understood that there was going to be intimate fun, we'll put it, once the lay people took off. But it was a matter of waiting for that to happen. And what was quite comical was you could tell who the individuals were that had one thing on their mind, because they were giving dagger eyes to everybody else.
Nice.
Because it was basically like, get the hell out of here. No, really, you gotta go.
Sorry,
you got to go.
I
now
need to get fucked and you're in the way.
So that being said, it's been interesting over the years since I moved into my new place last year. I've had a couple of get togethers. The committee for the run actually meets regularly. And so I've hosted a number of dinner meetings, which is kind of like a party, but a little different. I've learned in some cases you do really need to tell people what to bring. Because as Eric was referring to, if you don't really explain things and they're not understanding, then you just a potluck is exactly that. You're going to get what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So you should be prepared for odd things like, you know, for instance, I help with the Pride Picnic here in Erie, which is kind of a party in a way. And we actually 1 year had to make a statement to please not bring bags of chips and pretzels because we had like 50 of them the previous year. And while I can appreciate that not everyone has kitchen skills, you know, they want to go buy something from the store. That's perfectly fine. But that's probably a dynamic where you do really kind of need to tell people what to bring.
Yeah.
So there's a wide spectrum. I think if you're going to have a gay bash, so to speak, you know, be it the Super Bowl because you want to watch the halftime show, or you know, the gay Super Bowl, otherwise known as the Oscars, or the Tonys, any of those kind of things, I think they can be fun. I think you're always free to try and do something. I agree with Damon on the whole. I want everyone to make sure that they have a good time, and I'm usually fussing and cleaning up and taking care of stuff. In fact, I had to laugh because I had a booze party basically at the end of the year for previous and current coworkers. And as classic all the time, everyone was in the kitchen the whole time.
Nice. Yeah.
Mind you, I had 7-8 seats in the living room that people, anyone could have sat at, but everyone chose to hang out in the kitchen where the food and the drink was. speaking of which, I do want to say this. If anyone does decide to have a function, for example, like my get together and just drink party, there is one thing that I had a pet peeve about, and it was that I had guests that attended and drank everything that they brought, because that was part of the rules. It was BYOB, but it would be something that you don't mind sharing. But the guest that brought wine drank all the wine, and then one of the two of them was apparently still thirsty and was now asking what everybody else had brought and then was trying to drink them out of whatever they brought.
Oh,
oh God.
So that person notably got drunk. And I had a very interesting circular conversation with them where they kept asking me questions specifically about the work. It's the spouse or the partner of someone. So they've known about the jobs that we do, but I was getting grilled and I kind of got annoyed. And so there's always a delicate balance to the guests that you bring. And having put on the run here in Erie for going on 9 years, it's kind of like a big party that starts on the beginning of the weekend and doesn't end until everyone leaves. So I think some of the most successful are the ones with a lot of details that are coordinated. Mm-hmm. That being said, there's also a lot of fun that can happen when you don't have a lot of structure and you just bring good people together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, yeah, and there's all sorts of kind of things, and you don't have to have a theme. I mean, you know, if it's got a theme, it's great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. You can play games. You can watch movies. I mean, you can do all sorts of stuff. Kind of on my area, I don't know necessarily for the rest of you. When the good weather's around, people will do cookouts. They'll do bonfires. You know, they'll do things that incorporate the being outdoors kind of aspect.
Yeah.
And it is. I think it's good fun. I think if you're gonna get stressed about doing it, then perhaps you shouldn't host it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing I'm thinking. I've loved the idea, and because I'm I love to be friendly and entertain people, but at the same time, I just feel like I would freak out and I wouldn't have a good time at my own party, which seems kind of weird. And that's one thing I do think, if you're going to host a party, be sure that, yes, it's going to be stressful, but try to have some fun at your own party, because nothing is sadder than the overly worked, overly stressed person that's trying to get other people to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. They're like looking at you going, have fun. Like, okay, somebody needs to take a chill pill and cut down on the caffeine. No.
And one other thing I would say is, if you're the person that's hosting, as difficult as this may be for some of us, when a person offers assistance, take a moment, think about what you need, and seriously answer them instead of just brushing them off.
Yeah.
And I am completely guilty of that. I tend to have people, what can I help with? And of course, being the controlling bitch that I am, I usually say, I've got to, don't really task things out. But that's also part of the, you have to know what you're planning, what you're doing, and what the abilities of the folks are that are being involved and those type of things.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's... I think it can be a good time, but the point is to focus on the good time and the fun of it, and not on the little stuff that could really kind of make things crazy. For instance, the one big thing I think, if you ever have food at a function and you're preparing it as opposed to buying it, and it goes wrong, don't lose your mind.
Yeah.
To quote Carla Hall, "It's gonna be all right." you just have to recognize that shit happens. So if something burns, if something overcooks, if something dries out or whatever, it's not the end of the world. And as in the case of what Eric was talking about, if it's that bad, just fucking order out.
Yeah
exactly.
And one final kind of thing, if you're going to host a party, and especially in this day and age where people are aware of food allergens and everything, one, if you have an food allergen, make sure people know.
You tell your host.
Yeah. If you are allergic to peanuts or milk or you need gluten-free whatnot, tell someone, because if they don't know, they won't have something for you. On the flip side of that, if you are going to a potluck where you are allowed to bring your own food – bring something that you can eat.
Right.
Because, you know, if you end up going to a party and you have issues with, like, well, gluten-free. This was in light of yesterday's party. We had a person who, actually two, that needed the gluten-free stuff. And it was brats and hamburgers and you know, potato chips and stuff like that. And it was just like there was really nothing there. And they thought the brats were, but they weren't. But they, you know, they didn't tell anyone, and they ate the food anyway, thinking they were okay, and no, they weren't. But, you know, be sure to, you know, let your host know, or if, especially this situation where it's, you know, bring your own kind of a potluck thing, bring something. And, you know, if it's something that you don't think other people will eat, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I know I have, you know, very specific food guidelines. Because of not only being on a diet, but also because you saw that, Damon, did you?
Yeah.
But not only because of, you know, being on a diet, but also being a diabetic, also having gout.
Yeah.
You know, there's very specific foods that I cannot have. So I'm not going to show up to, you know, an all you can eat outdoor. What's that party? Picnic. Well, no, not.
Barbecue?
Clam bake. And go, oh, all you have is clam and vegetables boiled in clam.
Yeah. For the love of God, bring an EpiPen if you've got a serious allergy, too.
Yeah.
You own them. You know how to use them. You know what to expect.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have an allergy. It's just that with shellfish and wheat bread, surprisingly, and things like that, it raises the uric acid in my bloodstream, which makes it more likely for me to have an outbreak. So I have very specific food requirements. So that's the reason why I don't, you know, if I'm going to a party, you know, in the 10 plus years that I've known about having gout, I say to people, you know, this is my food restrictions. You know, I just wanted you to know I am a good guest. I am a good host. My next door neighbor throws a huge party every year, either Halloween or Christmas, and helped her with it a couple of times. And, you know, I've told her, like, this is my deal. This is what I can eat, what I can eat. And she's like, oh, and she always has stuff because there's vegetarians in her family and there's vegetarian friends. And she always has a good spread. Oh, God, these parties last for hours. It's finally like one of those going, hey, folks, the sun's coming up. Not making breakfast for you, so you have to get out. But anyway, so yeah, but that's just such a, just be a good host, be a good guest, ask questions, make sure that do your prep work. That is, I mean, outside of cutting vegetables, asking your guests for their input, because you want everybody to have fun and you don't want to be standing there tearing your hair out going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, I've watched a lot of Martha Stewart Living.
There is one thing I would like to say about that. I do want to say one thing about the being a good guest thing, in regards to the, if you have a condition, you know, about your diet,
yeah,
whatever you do, if for some reason you don't tell the host or it's unknown to the guests and you can't eat anything for some odd reason, or whatever it is, like, I'll give you a real life example. You show up at a continental breakfast and you're diabetic and there's nothing there that you can eat because it's all sugar based according to you. Don't be a drama queen. Don't make a fucking scene.
Right.
Because the host will have to probably channel every good spiritual leader in the world of patience to not choke the living fuck out of you. Oh, and the reason I say that is because having been through that experience, it is not a pleasant experience to have someone go off about how they can't eat when in fact you knew nothing about that to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's my little rant is, you know what, if you have something, that's fine, but you need to let people know. Otherwise you got no room to complain about
Yeah.
that you can't eat whatever's there. Because at that point, I want to say, you can kiss my motherfucking ass and you can head out the door and Starbucks is four blocks away. Boom. Or whatever it is.
Alrighty.
Oh, okay. I think we beat that topic with a
yeah.
with an inch of its life.
Yay. Have fun at your party.
We gotta ask you. Speaking of which, at that party, what are you gonna have for your party fare? What's your party fare? In some sense, this is kind of the levels of partiness in, I suppose, class. We start off with Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
Woo-hoo!
Beer and pizza. Wine yeah. and dining. Or oh. Grand Ball Louisiana.
Louisiana?
I have no idea what that means.
Louisiana?
Hey, I just copy and paste this. I have no idea what that means. Who put that in there?
Okay.
Well, I put that in there.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a Jeff word. That's all that I was doing.
Not okay. Midwestern enough.
Grand Ball Louisiana.
Grand Ball Louisiana.
Okay. Huh. Eric? Oh. Eric? Can you explain what this is?
Well, when I was putting them in, I was looking at what type of party you throw more. And, you know, the grand ball would be the dozens and dozens of people and the performance acts and huge catered affairs and all that.
Oh.
Something
most people throw.
So the Louisiana.
Mm. Yeah. Or maybe that's just what you like to go to, whether you can throw it yourself or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, other.
Oh.
So we got other. Just saying.
I prefer ice cream served off a man's nude body.
What
does that mean? No. Oh. Is that the fear in the beard and brats, or is that more whining and dining?
Depends on how thick the broad is.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh. Ooh,
but I'm bummed.
Yeah, that's not the bear buffet we were looking for. But yes, I understand completely. Anyways, behind the scenes talk.
Oh God, I know him.
Well, can you introduce us? Anyway,
oh no, because his husband and their boyfriend are very sweet and very much in love.
Oh,
okay.
That's Cliff.
Well, now that we're gone through all that sweetness, I think we're gonna throw up. Anyways, what is your dating status? That's what we asked last week. Speaking of relationships, so 41 ended up totally. So this is actually probably 6 more than what we were discussing last week. We had a 13 at single, looking 8 at partner and other with partner, 6 with partner and open in general. 5 dating and open, 5 date partnered and monogamous, 1 single looking, 1 triad, and 0 for dating exclusive. I don't date, I don't trick. So apparently everybody dates, and no one's an open hole. Of course, we have
nobody
the 2.
Answered open hole.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Nobody said open hole.
I almost did. I almost did. Mm. Almost.
Almost. So you just kind of sit there, have your open hole, and let somebody use it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just not that much of a slut anymore.
Okay. One person was complicated, living in another country, and experimenting with an open triad. I don't get how that works. And then, of course, the last one says, I love Orko, P.S. not gay.
P.S. not gay?
Yeah. He said, I love Orko. And he said, P.S., not gay. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's a straight guy who answered the question.
That's entirely possible. Why straight men would be listening to 4 or 5 gay men talking about...
Oh, forget that. Why he would pick Orko in his hot pink outfit.
Nice.
Or Ben with his strange shutterfly obsession.
Moving on. wait a minute. Speaking of moving on. Moving on, which means this.
Yes,
it's that time again. It's that time for Love on Craigslist, bringing the best of love and lust to you. What sort of men or women are bending over from Craigslist? Damon. God.
Oh, God. So what this have one you actually found? Comes with an image that actually has more of the dialogue than the actual ad itself. So
they put a video up?
No, they just had it. They put a picture, and it has, you know, stuff on the side, which is kind of why I picked this one. It's called "Where Are My Cash Slaves At?" Mail for Mail, 26 Oahu. The ad says this. You know you're a submissive looking to please a real master. You know you're begging to serve me with a capital M. Let's go, boy. Hurry up. You need me. And the picture says this. And it is obviously not this person.
No.
Sorry. If you look like this, we're not looking for people on Craigslist. What are you doing standing, comma, there, fag? Get on your knees and crawl over here. Kiss me feet and beg me to accept your Christmas bonus as my Christmas present. And you better be convincing homo. So. Number one, fuck to the no. No, you're just no. There would be no way, no, no how, no when, no where, no fucking why. Two, I'm going to assume that since you're saying cash slaves at, that you're either looking to pay or looking to be paid. No. I don't care if you really look like the person that's in this picture, which is probably not you. There will be no chance in hell that I am paying for it. Sorry. Number three, if you are looking for a dom sub slave situation, this is not the way to go about it.
No, Craigslist is not a good place for that.
No. No. So. So. And yeah, so that's my choice, my Craigslist ad. Good luck finding what you're looking for. That was one of three that I found in Hawaii, so I will probably have more next week.
Well, I am continuing my trip across the country alphabetically, so I stopped in California this week and went to a little place called San Francisco and completely ignored the men's personals because God knows we're going to know everybody who's in there. So I chose Pointy Boobs, Man for Woman, 25 East Bay. Any girls out there with pointy or cone-shaped boobs, I think they are so sexy. I would love to find a girl who would enjoy being with what they have. Here's a few pics of examples of what I mean. 6 foot, fit, clean, easygoing white male, her. I'm sure he means here. But it's the pictures that make this just so much fun.
Oh, wow.
That's just scary.
Needless to say, yeah, there are a couple of pictures in here of girls that you could have easily gone to high school with. And then
I went to high school with one.
Yeah, that is kind of...
And then what look like pumpkins that have sat for too long and kind of schlumped up.
God. Oh, Jesus. That's just...
It's like he wants to be Facebooked by a woman's tit.
Oh, God.
You got the point... I mean, because it's got that kind of pointy cone shape to it, he just needs to open up and gets further down in his mouth.
That's great.
Oh, damn.
Well, I know I love the third picture down. She's just like, okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
This third picture down looks kind of like SpongeBob SquarePants when he has the sad, funked out ass face.
God.
You know, Eric, I think you're winning right now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay. We've all been traumatized. Moving on.
Well, now that I can't see anymore, because my eyesight has been damaged.
Blinded by boobs.
And don't get me wrong, I love women. I think they're beautiful, and I can look at naked women, but that's just something I've never seen before. Yeah, I'm going to agree that Eric's doing really well. Mine isn't necessarily, I think, going to overtake, but the title alone caught me. It's called Feeding the Bears.
Oh. Yay!
And it is M for M, and it says, "Bears welcome, looking for any age or body type gentleman who wants to suck a hot, sweet load out of me. I'm a big comer. Greedy rimmers, also especially welcome because this ass is all you can eat. I will come to your location." NSA.
Oh my God.
Wow. It just sounds like hot ad.
I mean, it was sounding pretty good, and then we got to the all you
greedy
can eat.
Rimmers or greedy yeah. rimmers.
Oh, come yeah. on.
Greedy rimmers.
The greedy yeah, rimmers, you
all,
you can eat.
All you can eat when you're ribbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No. It's like, boy, yeah, that was a Philly meal. What's for dessert?
Corn.
Oh. Oh, speaking of which, I need to pause the Craigslist and go back to the earlier topic of throwing a party. My committee has coined a phrase or an acronym. It's BFF, and it's in reference to food. It needs to be bottom-friendly food.
Ah. Oh, wow.
And thank you for mentioning corn, Robert, because that's exactly where we've had some discussions about some food, and we've decided to avoid certain foods.
Yeah, corn and beans in general are not bottom friendly. They're not. They're
just, so you're saying Drenched Fur will be having an oatmeal breakfast?
No, but we do try to make the appropriate standard levels of sugar and roughage available, as opposed to, you know, certain other things. So, yeah. This has totally gone in the most inappropriate ways today. No pun intended. Feeding the bears. That was my submission.
Oh my God. Oh, God.
How would you miss this, Robert?
Oh, boys, I am having so much fun. Anyway, okay, so mine, the title is Looking to Talk to Another Guy About My Mom Getting It, Need Advice.
Okay, no, just stop right there.
Robert would be waiting.
No, let him continue.
Oh my God.
Okay. Men for men, women for men, 26, where I live. Anyway, I'm looking for another guy who might want to talk on Messenger about what I'd heard my mom do with some dude yesterday. I sort of need to talk to another guy and get his advice. My mom basically got picked up at a bar and was fucked here at the house by him. I kind of want to talk about the details and if I should bring it up with her. Please tell me something about yourself if you write to me. I'm not going to lie, it sounded hot. I kind of want it to happen again. Thanks.
No.
Wow.
Weird.
I didn't realize that Epis was 26.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wait. So I mean, this is
See,
like
that's the reason why Jeff said
sort
stop.
Of a counter
Wait
thing.
For him to finish.
I like. It's like this is more of like advertising for psychiatrists is really what it should be,
yeah,
or something.
Was that in Casual Encounters? because then that just makes me really.
Yeah,
that makes it even worse.
No, I mean, I, you know, I couldn't just come back and find something. I found a few things that were kind of different, you know, and you know, I went for, you know, missed connections and like, oh, nothing's really grabbing me. And I'm like going, oh, we'll go casual encounters. And, you know, and I'm served a gourmet deliciousness buffet of just completely weird and wacky and, oh my God, wrong people.
And incest isn't always best, my friend.
No, I mean, this is more of... He wants his mother to have sex because because it's not quite incest, because it doesn't sound like he wants to have sex with his mother.
Nobody wants to listen to his mother being fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
That's just, that's so much better. They should turn that out for me. Because that is so much better.
Oh, so, I have a problem here.
What I really think he's probably going for here is he wants to talk to another guy about this and get off with the guy so he doesn't feel strange. Because he wanted to get off listening to his mom get fucked. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Oh, my head.
Nice to know. I have an undefeated streak.
I don't know.
Oh God.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Honestly, I'm having a problem between Robert and Eric because Eric had a visual thing.
Yeah.
Robert just had an interesting thing.
All that interesting.
Because if you think. Because, I mean, look at Eric's article if you took away the images.
Yeah, then it's just a guy looking for pointy boobs.
Oh, no, boobs. Robert Wood. I mean, okay. this is an oral medium here.
Robert, yes. Okay. Robert, of course.
Yay!
Retains his crown, sort of. Only because the last time he had it, he
is the smut cub.
Wasn't there the next episode, so...
Thank you.
The smut cub.
Thank you.
All right.
I may actually use that as an identity, Eric, just so you know.
Wonderful.
Moving on into our links, Damon.
Okay.
Got another BuzzFeed article, it looks here.
Yeah. This was just a fun little BuzzFeed I found. 25 cereals from the 80s you will never eat again. And the main reason 25, like a lot of these, are you'll never eat again is because they were based on cartoons that are now defunct. So
they were promotional stuff.
Yeah, they were promotionals and whatnot. So as much as I like the idea, this is more of a trip down memory lane than
right.
You know, something of actual merit. So we've got there was one that I remember eating specifically that I really liked, and I really liked the Nintendo cereal.
I thought you were going to say strawberry shortcake.
No,
I just stuck out number two there, the Rainbow Bright Trix Chards.
Yeah, I had the Rainbow Bright one.
I ate that Smurfberry Crunch.
That's another one.
About that.
Yeah. I was the only one in my family that liked Crispy Critters, so we didn't get it that often.
C-3PO's. Seriously,
I didn't know that Barbie had a cereal.
Yeah.
I did have the ice cream cones. The ice cream cone cereal.
I don't remember ice cream cones.
Smurfberry Crunch was one I loved. And I don't remember the ice cream cones. What was one that I remember?
Banana Frosted Flakes?
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't remember it. And I was a Dunkin' huge Donut fan cereal. Of Frosted Flakes.
With real banana bits.
Ew.
That might be why it's no longer on.
The Swedish Chef Crunchy Stars? I don't remember that.
Crunchy Stars.
Oh, God.
I remember Nerds.
Live from the Muppets Test Kitchen.
There was one. I remember that was the one. S'mores Crunch.
I remember the morning funnies.
Yeah.
I remember S'mores Crunch.
Yeah, so do I.
So I do remember the morning funnies. It's more of a you know, trip down memory lane because the fabulously overly commercialized 80s. Because every cartoon came from like Hallmark cards or whatnot. And then
Kenner toy lines.
Yeah. And then, so you could have pretty much everything. You could have bed sheets and towels and cereal and lunch boxes and toys and, and forever.
Toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, candy bars.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I love how the Dunkin' Donuts cereal is crunchy little donuts with a great big taste, glazed style. Notably with
as
an amazing...
As much sugar as possible.
Yeah, with an amazing Blackstone card trick system offer on the back. I actually remember having a Blackstone magic kit. That's kind of funny.
God.
Yay. So there's mine.
This one. Gary's pick, I want to kiss him for, because this sucker has been playing in my head for like the last 2 days.
So, yet again, I went back and was scouring through YouTube. People had a tendency to post things and then I check into it. And this one I could not resist looking at. And unfortunately, it's kind of been stuck in my head since then. I believe that RuPaul has come out with a new single.
Yep.
Although there's still some kind of like back and forth about it's not new and it's blah, blah, blah. I think at least the video is new. And it's called Peanut Butter by RuPaul and Big Freedia. I just find it really, really funny. It's nonsensical and whimsical and kind of silly and ridiculous and very catchy, to say the least.
Yes. I'm just kind of looking at the video. I put it on... I mean, I don't really care so much about, you know, RuPaul shaking that butt, but there's some are the woman in the black, you know, but there's some nice little shaking butts and it looks like more than butts up in this because there's some balls coming up in that.
it reminds me of Caswell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with ice cream truck and that kind of stuff.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Caswell have a new video out with Amanda Lepore?
I don't know.
I think he's had a long collaboration with her. All Over Your Face was the big one I remember.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm just seeing it for the first time. That's probably it.
Yeah. So from this song / video, my new favorite obsessive line is must be jelly because jam don't shake. Which when you see the video and then you put it all together, you kind of get it. But if you say it randomly in public, people look at you like you have, you know,
Tourette's
or something odd. Or you should be wearing an aluminum hat.
Which, you know, not necessarily a bad idea.
Okay, so I'm going to plug one of my favorite websites. I think I've talked about it on the show before. Because I looked through my YouTube feed and really couldn't find anything that I was really catching me. So, Reddit. R-E-D-D-I-T. It is quite possibly the best and worst thing humanity has ever come up with. It is a fabulous time waster. And by time, you have to clear like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah. I'm not even going to look because I know I will sit here for the next 6 hours and not do anything else at home.
No, well, you know, and if you've got, you know, honestly, it's a good time. If you've got time, like late at night, and you need something to just go through, when Europe is awake, Reddit sometimes can get real fun. but America, we have a tendency to be a little more, it's a little different. But when Europe is up, oh, good Lord, you get some real fun going on. There's a couple of addendums. There's some really active gay, lesbian, and bisexual boards on there. There's a really nice gay bear one, too. And then there's the other addendum is whatever you do, do not go to something called r/space dicks. Ever.
Slash.
As we're all typing it in.
Nope, I'm not. I'm listening.
Yeah, thank you. There's another one that goes along with that. And also a little public service. If you see the title of a board and it says after that circle jerk, it's nothing but trolls. because they basically, Reddit is one of these places where people have a tendency to like congratulate themselves
a lot. Wow.
So, you know, you have something called AMA, and AMA is somebody famous usually comes in and is able to answer questions. President Obama has done a few. William Shatner just did one. Bill Nye, the science guy, does it. What's his name from Scrubs? Zach Braff. Anyway,
and Bill Gates did one 2 weeks ago.
So, you know, people are able to come in, submit questions. Well, then there's IAMA Circle Jerk, which is a bunch of people going around, oh, I'm so important, ask me a question. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, if you see your favorite board and it says Circle Jerks, it's not a new board. It's just a bunch of random people being assholes. Nice. Sometimes they're funny. Most of the time they're not. But you know, there's one that I'm on. There's the Gay Bears one. There's one for losing weight. There's food. There's every type of hobby that you can possibly have. There's ones for video games. There's ones for, I know there's ones for Legos. There's ones for cell phones. You can really waste a lot of time. I usually limit myself to the top 200 items and then I move on. Because otherwise I'm going like 5, 6, 7 pages deep and I'm like going, where did the last 6 hours go?
Oh my god. While I was urinating, the sun was shining through my window onto my dick. The light particles traveled 93 million miles just to land on my dick. What are some weird things you think of? Oh my god.
Sorry. Nice. That's an Ask Reddit, and I love those because they can get kind of weird.
Kind of?
Eric's like, kind of.
No, they start at weird and they move on.
Yeah, exactly. So my pick is reddit.com for those of you who like to enjoy a few hours wasting time reading other people's batshit crazy ideas.
Batshit cray cray.
And that's a great place to find links and random pictures for posting into Google Plus Hangouts just to distract everybody else
in the Hangout. I said I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie to me. So, anyways, just saying that it's been known to happen before. So, it's a good place to go. It's a utility. Moving on to my link, I got the. So I was listening to the morning stream the other day, and somebody had requested for one of their interstitial songs something about some sort of game theme sort of thing. It was also just happened to be Valentine's Day when they were doing it. So they got a song from Danny Weisner called Two-Player Co-op. Player 2, press start. Aww. And this song is basically kind of a gaming geeks love song. Won't you be my player 2?
Anyways, oh, God.
So I can almost see something that's like, will you be my player 2? And then it's just like this box which looks like a controller and it says, will you be my player 2 on it? And then you press the start button and it pops open and it has a couple of rings. I think that would be cool. So. It's a sweet, sweet, geeky song. It has joined my geek playlist that I ended up creating at the same time, too. Also includes songs such as Do You Want to Date My Avatar? Game On and I'm the One That's Cool by The Guild. And... Dig the Code, and I'm a Twit by Jeff Smith. And, of course, Jonathan Colton songs. Code Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Still Alive, Mandelbrot Set, The Future Soon, that sort of thing. So, expanding on my geeky nature in my content. But it's a great song. Video, mainly because it doesn't have much money to make a video. But it's a pretty neat little video. So, check it out.
Cool. And my pick this week is a British television show. You can find it on Hulu, Hulu Plus, Netflix, probably anywhere you can find television these days streaming. It's called Doc Martin. And if you've never seen it, I highly suggest you check it out. It's one of the early dramedies, as they put it. It features a high-powered London surgeon who inexplicably, after a surgery, ends up developing a phobia of blood. So he can no longer perform his duties as a regular surgeon. And he ends up moving out to the middle of nowhere to this very rural town to become their general practitioner. Now, he's a lot like Sheldon on Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
It's very, very obvious that he's got some sort of autism issue going on. Maybe Asperger's, it may be something else. But it is hilarious to watch this man who's germophobic, has no personality skills or anything else, dealing with all the crazy kooks that come out in small towns.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, the passing out every time anybody comes in with a cut on their finger or anything else for the first few seasons was hilarious. It's a great anti-love story, too, for those of you who've been feeling bitter this week after Valentine's Day. Because he's got something of an unrequited relationship. He loves this girl very obviously, and she loves him. But he's such an asshole. She can't deal with his constant stream of problems. And he's so deeply socially awkward, he can never actually just be honest with her about anything. So,
wow.
They end up actually having a kid together in the most recent season, which I just caught up on last week. They've had a child together now, but they still can't live together, talk to each other, or anything else because it's just too embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Interesting.
That man has problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a fun show, and if you've got some free time, I'd suggest at least watching the pilot. Words sometimes escape me, and that was one of those moments.
You could also just say first episode. That would probably work fine. So. All right. And with that, I think we're done.
Yeah. Look at
that. Come to the end of another show here. We've got plenty of ways to contact us. Leave a comment on our blog at cubsoutloud.com. Also, that's where you can find our poll of the week. Also, shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. We want to hear your voice at 361-265-8255. Pop over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. I'll read anything you write in there on the air. Really. I'm not kidding. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.2/cubsoutloud. And you can find me as Box Tech, Box Puppy, Box something. Pretty much everywhere. So.
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 411 or Bear Underground. Yeah.
And you can find me as Gamer Bear 75 on Bear Underground, Gamer Bear on Bigger City, or under my name, Eric Patton, on Google Plus.
And I can pretty much be found as GearBear73 anywhere in the internet universe.
And if you guys want to get a hold of me, why, I don't know. unless you're Mystery Sammy, then somehow you'll find me. You can find me as Robbie Bobby on Bear Underground.
And with that... anything else?
Any shout outs or anything? So. Don't think so.
So that only means one last thing.
I do want to say one thing.
Uh-oh.
As opposed to what happened last time.
There's one more thing.
No, I do have a brief shout out. Not naming any names, but I know some folks in the bear community that are going through some shit right now. And I just want to say that reach out to your friends. Let your friends be your friends. You know, they're there for you and they're in support of you. You know, I can appreciate that some people think they got to make a solo journey of the hero, whatever the hell you might have stuck in your head. But the reality is that we're here and we're family for each other. So, you know, someone reaches out, sends you a message, gives you a hug or says hi or whatever. Take it for what it is and be good about that because you only got this one time round, kids. That's all.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. With that philosophical statement.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
God, I need some more.
Adios. So long. I'll be the same
for we're all just standing there behind this music, right?
I know.
I'm sorry, why was that, Jeff? I couldn't hear you over the music.
You know, this is all staying in, right?
Yeah.
And then some.
Ba-ba.
Ba-ba.
Bubba? Bubba. Bubba. Okay, exit the plane. Bubba.
Live to hard drive, baby. Live to hard drive.
Can I go piss now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who was pissing during the show, by the way?
That was Damon. That was,
yeah, really, because we heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, and then you quickly muted it.
I was having issues with my mute, because I have a mute on my headphone thing, and I thought I had that down. It's not all the way down.
Shit. Do what I do. Do what I do and just take off my headphones, leave everything where they are, go to the bathroom, then come back and just try to pick up where you left off. Usually you probably haven't missed anything important.